Boris Johnson recently said, and I quote, "It's time that liberals everywhere saw the EU for what it is," he said, "essentially a stitch-up between the very biggest corporations, their lobbyists, I can see one or two, and the European Commission to sort of frame regulation in such a way to keep out the competition, especially from startups and innovators," he said. I actually don't remember him saying that during the time he was mayor of London before he decided to throw his hat into this ring. When he was responsible for London's growth and prosperity, he was making a very different set of arguments and case. But most importantly, he's wrong on the facts. The EU has a record of opening up markets to greater competition, from energy through to aviation, for example, where the legacy carriers in that sector have been put under pressure from the likes of EasyJet, Ryanair, and Wizz, all facilitated by the European Union. If you hadn't had the Commission and the Competition Commissioner acting in the way they did, opening up those markets, making sure that big dominant companies don't sort of sit there to the exclusion of other entrants, you wouldn't have the competition, you wouldn't have the consumer choices, you wouldn't have the lower prices that we have in many economic sectors across Europe now. The whole single market in Europe has intensified competitive pressure. That's been the main driver of our productivity growth and our expansion and job creation in Europe, and certainly what we have benefited from since we went into the EU in the 1970s. The Commission's blocking recently of the three takeover of O2